This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday where we are about to discuss something that's a little dark, I'll be honest with you. I told you I was going to get to the swallowing jewelry thing. I totally lied about that because I want to discuss this dark thing about Ukraine. Then we'll get to swallowing jewelry, talk a little bit about tariffs and astronauts and other things and emails and other things. But I want to get to this thing that Trump said earlier today. I wasn't going to expand on this because I didn't want to freak you out. But we had two assassination attempts, as you know. One, Donald Trump got shot. But I want to focus. We're going to set aside that one because we've talked about that enough. I want to focus on the second one, and I don't think I've done this one time on the air, but I'm going to do something I don't normally do. I'm going to name the guy. I generally believe with mass shooters, even though I don't do mass shooting radio, I don't do plane crash radio. I don't do that. If you're looking for that, you come to the wrong place. I don't do it here. And part of the reason is breaking news. News is fluid. And the other part is, a lot of the reason these people do these horrible things is they do it for fame. So I don't name them. And I've always believed that we should not name them. But everyone knows his name anyway, and I kind of have to say his name. Ryan Routh is the name of the second assassin. You already knew that. Kind of a kooky guy. You've definitely seen his videos or at least read some of his weird-sounding manifesto online. Ryan Routh was waiting on, I believe it was the 12th hole. I don't know why I think that, but I believe it was the 12th hole. Donald Trump was golfing. Ryan Routh was set up on the 12th hole with a high-powered rifle with body armor, and he was getting ready to kill Donald Trump before he could be sworn in as president of the United States of America. The Secret Service, obviously, we can pass our judgments on the Secret Service, but the Secret Service was a hole ahead of Donald Trump trying to make sure the area was secure, came across him, exchanged gunfire. The Secret Service missed every single time, and now Ryan Routh is in custody. Ryan Routh. Now, he hasn't gotten very much pub. The reason he hasn't gotten very much pub is the first guy actually shot Donald Trump and killed Corey Comparator in the crowd, but he actually shot Donald Trump. So that's the one that it was splashier and flashier, and it got all the headlines. And I've already talked to you about all my suspicions around that. Now, Trump, he answered a question about that today. Peter Ducey asked him about it. Both of them. Here it was.
It's been 7 months. Why do you think we don't know more about the guy who shot you in the ear?
Yeah, oh, well, and the second one with all of his cell phones. So I want to find the answers. I've told them. In fact, today I said, I want to find. We can no longer blame Biden for that one. He should have released that a long time ago. So they are giving me a report next week sometime. And when you have three apps and two of them are foreign, and you had an FBI that wouldn't report on it, they didn't want to say why, I would say that could be suspicious. And then on the second assassin, you had, you know, and by the way, I have to tell you, Secret Service did a great job on that by spotting him. But on the second one, he had six cell phones. That's a lot of cell phones. And a couple of them had some strange markings on them. So, yeah, I want to find out.
Ryan Routh was a poor man. A very poor man. A man who, he was essentially a homeless guy, Ryan Routh. Now, Ryan Routh did something kind of interesting as a homeless man. I'm calling him homeless. He's a very, very poor man. We're talking about a guy, I believe if I remember right, he couldn't even pay his power bill. Very poor. Okay. Ryan Routh decides he's going to go help Ukraine win the war. Now, what does that mean, help Ukraine win the war? What would you do? You're not a homeless person. I guess maybe you are, but how do you even begin to do that? What would you do? Ryan Routh got his hands on a plane ticket, not cheap, to Ukraine. I had to go to Florida. I think last one I bought, this was economy, was like $750. But Ryan Routh got a plane ticket to Ukraine. Guess that power bill must have got paid off. And Ryan Routh proceeded to begin recruiting people to fight for Ukraine. And Mike Benz talks about a lot of this. I got a lot of this from Mike Benz. You really should be following Mike Benz and the things he talks about. But okay, so he goes to Ukraine and starts recruiting people. Now, what does recruiting people mean? This kind of weirdo dirtball, what does recruiting people mean? Recruiting people, he wasn't knocking on doors saying, hey, would you like a rifle? Go sign up for the cause. He went to Ukraine and began recruiting foreign fighters like Islamic militants in Afghanistan to come to Ukraine, pick up a rifle, and fight for Ukraine. Now, already, let's pause on that. Could you do that? I'm asking, you're a relatively sane human being. First of all, getting to Ukraine, I'm assuming you could. Maybe. But let's give you the benefit of the doubt and assume you could get to Ukraine. Okay. Who do you even talk to let them know you're going to start recruiting people? Is there an office? Okay, let's assume, let me give you all the benefit of the doubt in the world and assume you could find that office. Okay? Do you have some Afghani terrorists on speed dial? How do you get from Ukraine to calling people in Afghanistan asking if you want them to fight for Ukraine? But wait, there's so much more. He found them, you see. He found them. And he got visas for them. He got the, I'll put it this way, he got the papers they needed. He got the papers they needed fast-tracked to get them where he wanted to go. This is not some special ops guy with a bunch of inside knowledge. This kind of insane dirtball finds himself in Ukraine, knowing apparently the phone numbers of a bunch of foreign fighters in other countries, and he also has the wherewithal to find a way to get them all the proper papers so they can get into Ukraine. That's Ryan Routh. And remember the guy, you know, the guy who couldn't pay his power bill? As Donald Trump just said in the audio, he had a lot of cell phones. How many cell phones do you have? Yeah, just one, huh, Chris? Hey, Corey, how many cell phones do you have? One, huh? I mean, I'm looking at my only cell phone. In fact, I have a lot of friends. I've never had a single friend tell me he had two cell phones. In fact, some of my friends are rich. Some are poor. Even my wealthiest friend I can think of, he's got one cell phone. Ryan Routh had multiple cell phones, not even two, multiple. I don't know what the number is, but multiple cell phones. Now, obviously, let's not act like morons here. I think you and I both understand that Ryan Routh, some turd dirtball, doesn't have the know-how. Even if he has the know-how, he doesn't have the resources to get over there to Ukraine, find out who to call, and figure out how to fast-track papers to get them over there to Ukraine. Ryan Routh had some help from someone, some organization. An organization of some kind was helping Ryan Routh out. And so this Ryan Routh character just so happened to find himself back home in the good old U.S. of A., laying there on the 12th hole, ready to blow Donald Trump's head off. Right before Donald Trump could walk into office and do what he promised to do repeatedly, and that was end the fighting in Ukraine. Creeped out yet? When I was talking to Mike Benz about this, by the way, if you're interested in that, you can go watch my interview with Mike Benz where he lays all this out. It's on The First TV. I'm sure it's easy to find. The First TV, Jesse Kelly, Mike Benz. We have a long talk about a lot of things. But you, if you could see on my face, I was dumbfounded. I knew some. I didn't know that much. There is every indication that both of the men who tried to murder Donald Trump before he could walk back into the Oval Office had connections to organizations with power. That's not some quacky internet conspiracy theory. I tell you if it was. The evidence shows these guys had connections to somebody. The first guy who actually shot him, we have the pictures. He was on a cell phone right before he took the shot. With who? You think he was updating his Facebook page? Interesting to think about, right? Anyway, I want to move on. I want to talk about other stuff. Trump talked about the astronauts, other things. Before we get to that, I want to talk to you about Pure Talk. I want to talk to you about putting your money where your morals are. This country has been under attack, not just from the federal government itself, not just from left-wing groups. Corporate America has chosen to participate and not on our side. They've chosen to get involved and work against us as hard as humanly possible. Pure Talk's never done that. Pure Talk has taken the opposite approach. They're all about this country. They're so all about America. They've been hiring Americans since before it was cool to do so. My cell phone company, I'm proud to pay my bill every month, and I pay half of what I used to pay. With the qualifying purchase, you can get a free phone. iPhone 14, Samsung Galaxy. Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Do not forget, tomorrow's an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Couple quick things here. We were talking about the astronauts in space earlier. Trump actually put out a message about this a couple hours ago.
We love you, and we're coming up to get you, and you shouldn't have been up there so long. The most incompetent president in our history has allowed that to happen to you. But this president won't let it happen. We're going to get them out. We're coming up to get you. I've authorized Elon. I said, can you get them out? Because, you know, they've been left up there. I hope they like each other. But maybe they'll love each other. I don't know. But they've been left up there. Think of it. And I see the woman with the wild hair, good solid head of hair she's got. There's no kidding. There's no games with her hair. But I said, are you equipped to get him? He said, yeah, he's got a starship and they're preparing it right now. And
isn't that kind of cool? He has a starship. Gosh, I want a starship so bad. That's that. Also, remember what, Chris, what? I don't even like space, so I don't get to geek. I can still like a starship. It's not that I don't like space, Chris. I think that's unfair. I think that, no. Let me clarify. I just don't care. I don't understand why I should care. I can still want a starship and not care. Look, I hate to be such a Debbie Downer or such a cynic, but every time I wake up and I see that NASA has sent a satellite around Uranus and got some dark pictures, I just don't understand. Okay, what? How does that help me? Like, I'll never be there. Earth is a long ways away. It means nothing to me. What, Chris? What if they start mining the asteroids? Okay, I'm actually glad you brought this up. I didn't mean to get sidetracked here. If somebody, anybody, can tell me how this stuff helps me or America or the world, I'm all ears. Now, let me pause for a second, because this is when the emails will come flying in. Who do you think invented Velcro and all the other stuff that NASA has been able to do? I admire the accomplishments of NASA. I do. And I understand how many brilliant people have worked there. And because of A, the brilliance, and B, the funding, Those two things combined, you know, you take a building, no matter what their mission is, you take a building and you throw 100 of the smartest people you can find, and then you throw a $100 billion budget at them, you're probably going to get some pretty sharp ideas out of there. I get that. I get it. And I admire the bravery in the people who died. It's not that I like that stuff. I dig that. I just don't understand why I'm supposed to... You know, we took pictures of the dark side of the moon and... Okay. So, why do I care? Anyway, remember earlier in the show when I was talking about Nancy Pelosi and I said one of the things, there's a bunch of things that are holding Democrats back right now, but one of the things that's holding them back is she got too old and too weak to keep her party in check. And Democrats don't appreciate Nancy Pelosi as much as they should. For the longest time, Nancy Pelosi kept her party in check, ruled with an iron fist. Yeah, you're going to have a wingnut here or a wingnut there. You step too far out of line, Grandma Vodka will step in and crush you. And she kept the cats herded for a long time. Well, it's funny. That happened fast. This is from an Eric Daugherty. Breaking. Backfire alert. House Democratic leadership are fuming over their members' disruption of President Trump's address, leading to one being removed and censured. Jasmine Crockett is among the members who got chewed out. Leadership is confronting their members who disrupted, according to Axios. Apparently, this is Axios' reporting. Hakeem Jeffries had requested members not make themselves the story of the night, but many defied him. Nearly a dozen Democrats were called into a, quote, come to Jesus meeting, according to Axios. The old Oracle called it again. What, Chris? Don't roll your eyes. Lay back and bask in my sunlight, if you will. I told you, Hakeem Jeffries was able to rise to that position because he's a prolific fundraiser. He was the heir apparent. He's a good fundraiser, speaks really well. They thought, okay, this guy could be the face of the party. Younger, handsome guy, can raise a lot of money. We want him to kind of be the big cheese in the house. And maybe he'll develop the harder edge he needs, the savvy that Nancy Pelosi had. Maybe that'll come over time. But Hakeem Jeffries is not Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi, oh, they had a million little dumb protests when Nancy Pelosi was there. Nancy Pelosi participated in them. Remember when she stood up after the speech was over and tore it in half? Remember when they were all wearing white? And they did all kinds of little State of the Union protests when Nancy was there. They never took it so far that the Democrat Party looked like crap afterwards. This time, they simply took it too far. They took it too far, and everyone knows it. Even CNN afterwards, people on CNN were saying, oh, that was probably too far. Remember the polling? It was like 20% of the country liked what they did. Remember those two on MSNBC? Who was it? Michael Steele and Simone Sanders talking about whoever came up with the little bingo paddles should be fired. That's what happens when Grandma Vodka gets too old. Can't keep the cats in check anymore. And out they go. She should have been on a female vitality stack instead of all that vodka. What, Chris? Now, look. I'm not judging. Yeah, people have substance abuse problems. I've drank too much in the past. But maybe Nancy Pelosi could wash down a female vitality stack with all that booze. Don't shake your head, Chris. This is I'm trying to help out Democrats here. We need Nancy. Well, we don't, but Democrats need Nancy Pelosi. They need her to be young and vital again. Female vitality stacks might give her the energy necessary to step in and keep the savages in line. Male vitality stacks, or even if not that, mix a little chocolate powder into your vodka. What, Chris? This is a good idea. Vitamins, minerals, natural herbal supplements are what Nancy Pelosi needs. Chalk will hook her up too. I know they will. CHOQ.com. I take a male vitality stack every day. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. Get a subscription so you save a fortune. Ride her out for 90 days and tell me you're not in love with it. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. And let's get to this, because I teased a little bit ago, then I got sidetracked with other things. The headline is from CBS News. Man posing as NBA player representative swallows $769,000 in stolen Tiffany jewelry. Okay. I don't expect you to care about the story. I don't care about the story. But how did you think that was going to come out? Meaning, I understand you're a criminal. And in general, the movies are kind of, the movies really embellish how smart criminals are. In general, criminals are dumb. There are many, many exceptions, don't get me wrong. But people ripping off Tiffany jewelry and stupid scams like this are dumb. But still, I'm trying to understand, because we're talking earrings here. Have you ever put on your wife's earrings for her? Like, had to put the back of them on? Have you ever had to, like, clasp your wife's necklace? I don't think Ob has ever been able to attach a single necklace on her own without my assistance. So I know how it works. It's a lot of little pointy things. Pointy things. Things are pointing on there. We're not talking about a little marble or something like that. We're talking about things with jagged edges. Do you not think about that when you're thinking about swallowing the earrings? A ring as well. You know what? Let's move on. I don't want to talk about this. Trump spoke today about security clearances, because he revoked the security clearance of the law firm that went after him during the first election. He talked about it. Here he was today.
Sir, your administration has made it a priority both to end lawfare and the weaponization of government, and also to hold those who have engaged in lawfare accountable. One of the law firms that has been involved in that is called Perkins Coie. That's also a law firm that has engaged in unlawful DEI practices. This executive order will suspend security.
And I've watched it take place.
This executive order will suspend security clearances and access to certain federal resources for that law firm, and also launch a holistic review of unlawful DEI practices at some of the nation's largest law firms.
This is an absolute honor to sign.
Okay. So Donald Trump is going after the people who illegally spied on his 2016 campaign. There are rumors. Nothing has been set in stone yet. There are rumors that they've already or are going to open up a criminal investigation into James Comey, who was then the FBI director. And that has to happen. That has to happen. James Comey, FBI director, he opened up an off-the-books investigation, an off-the-books honeypot investigation into Trump's campaign. This is pre-Russiagate stuff. He just decided, wow, there's a Republican running for president. I'm going to investigate him and try to find a crime. You have to go to prison for that. You have to go to prison for that. That cannot be allowed to stand. So that prompted Jewish producer Chris to ask me, what is this deal with security clearances? Why do they keep doing that? Well, in politics, you don't make a lot of money as the actual candidate or as the elected representative or as the bureaucrat. The guy who's in Congress, he makes $165,000 a year. Now, I realize that is a lot of money. I'm not dismissing it. You're a rich person, but you're not making millions, okay? $165,000 a year is not millions. You're not. As the bureaucrat, you work at the FBI. We'll just make it the FBI. You work even at a decently high level at the FBI. You're still a government employee. You're not making millions. If you're one of these, a John Bolton type. Remember, Trump revoked his security clearance. John Bolton. When Republican administrations lose their mind, occasionally they'll bring in John Bolton as some sort of a national security expert, you know. But John Bolton, when he gets hired as the national security expert, that is not really the reward, you see. Being press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, that's not really the reward. That is what sets you up for the real monetary reward afterwards. Caroline Leavitt, pretty, speaks well, sharp as a whip. She's going to walk away from being press secretary either after 4 years or 2 years or whatever, and she's going to make a fortune in the media. She was set up. John Bolton, national security man. He's not making any money when he's the employee of the government. The money comes after, and a big part of that is he gets to keep his security clearance, meaning he gets to stay in the know. So let me explain. Let's say I'm John Bolton. My mustache isn't that great, but let's say I'm John Bolton. I leave, Donald Trump fires me. I leave the White House. Now I'm just a private sector citizen. But I'm still friends with this weapons grade loser in the Pentagon named Chris. We'll call him Chris. What, Chris? I wasn't talking about you, someone else. And this guy I know, Chris in the Pentagon, he feeds me information. Now, the information he feeds me requires a certain level of security clearance. If it doesn't, then Chris in the Pentagon, he might be committing a felony showing me that information. But since I still have a national security clearance, I get to look at that. And some outside firm, some private firm who wants to hire me, they understand that my security clearance gives me more access, and it's a nice resume booster. Oh, I want to hire Jesse. Look at that national security clearance he still has. When Trump is revoking the national security clearance of these people, one, it should be done anyway. As soon as you're done in government, it should be done. You don't get to work there for a while and then leave and still have access to all those secrets. No, that's not how that should work. But what it is, it's a great resume booster for me to go make money once I'm done in the government pretending I actually care about people. That's what security clearances are. When you're done working in the government, your security clearance equals money, for lack of a better way to put it. There you go. Speaking of money, you were worried about tariffs. I get that. We're not sure what the future is going to bring. Trump halted most of them when it comes to Mexico. Puts out a statement after speaking with President Claudia Sheinbaum of Mexico. Still weirds me out the Mexican president's name is Sheinbaum. I have agreed that Mexico will not be required to pay tariffs on anything that falls under the USMCA agreement. This agreement is until April 2nd. I did this as an accommodation out of respect for President Sheinbaum. Now, this last part of his statement tells you the why. Our relationship has been a very good one, and we are working hard together on the border, both in terms of stopping illegal aliens from entering the United States and likewise stopping fentanyl. Thank you, President Sheinbaum, for your hard work and cooperation. It's not outside of the realm of possibility that Trump dangles tariffs over the head of Mexico's president for the entire 4 years because he's using it as a negotiating tactic to force her to help him with the cartels. Without force, she will not help. She doesn't want to help. She must be forced to help. You could see, this is what, the second or third time Trump's already had him and then taken him away? They're coming. It's in place. All right, I'll give you a month. Nope, they're coming now. This time it's for real. Oh, all right, I'll give you till April 2nd. He could very well do this for 4 years, keeping her feet to the fire so she helps. And what I have to say to that
Buenas
is...
Buenas tardes.
Also, I love steak. I love steak. And really all meats, I'm a big fan. Except for fish, that's disgusting. But you understand, chicken, beef, pork in your face, Chris. But how do you do that right? Pork in particular. If Chris is coming over and I want to make something that's going to be grossly offensive to him, I want to make pork chops and I want to make them look as good as possible. What do? I make sure I have an IQ sense. It is a wireless cooking thermometer that I put in. No, in all seriousness, when we make pulled pork, when we make brisket, I put it in there and I put it on the smoker, or if you use an oven, you can do that, the grill, whatever. You put in the wireless cooking thermometer, the IQ sense. It links up with your phone. You don't need to keep running out, opening up the lid, checking the temp. The thermometers stay in there, and you just check your phone. You can even set the temperature on your phone. Forget about checking your phone. Go watch TV. Your phone will let you know when it's done. Perfection every single time. Incredible, and incredible gifts, I might add. My neighbors loved them when we handed them out. ChefIQ.com is where you go get the IQ Sense. When you use the promo code Jesse, you save 15%. So that's big money. ChefIQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
Truth, attitude, Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, final segment on a Thursday, but we will be back tomorrow for an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Do not forget to email your questions in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We try to clear some of the question backlog out here. Jesse, how likely is an EMP attack from Russia or China, and do we have time to prepare? Listen, we're not at war. An EMP attack is something that everyone should be aware of. And I hate to be all paranoid, Jesse. You should have some semblance of a plan for what to do if all the lights go out. An EMP, electromagnetic pulse, means all your electronics are fried. If all your electronics fried, what are you going to do? Remember, that probably means your car. Unless you have a very old car, it definitely means your car. I don't want to hear it, Chris. I'm not saying this because I want you to doomsday prep, but it is something to be aware of. Do you have a way to get light? Meaning, do you have a flashlight that takes batteries? Is that something you have? Do you have a way to heat up your food? You're going to want to eat. I promise you're going to want to eat. Do you have food? I've told you about non-perishable food forever. Do you have any? Do you want to eat? This stuff to think about. And don't ever get to the place where you start panic buying a bunch of preparation stuff. You shouldn't do that. What you do, what I do, and what the guys I trust do, because I have guys that are way more into it than I am and do more of it than I do, they slowly but surely acquire things over time. When they have the budget to do so, you've got everything checked off, and let's say you've got an extra $100 laying around, and you're kind of wondering, what should I do? What should I do? Go pick something up. A little bit of food, some batteries, some medical supplies, always overlooked. It's not hard to remind dudes. It's not hard to get dudes to remember to buy ammo. We're dudes. We love ammo. Do you have any antibiotics? Have any? Do you take any medication? If you take medication regularly that you need, how much of it do you have? Or do you just run to the pharmacy every month and get your automatic renewal? Just stuff like that to think about and start doing slowly. We're not at war. Don't be sitting around stressing about an EMP just yet. Jesse, do you think we should send the American military into Mexico to root out the drug cartels? No. As I've said before, unless it is an extremely surgical thing, you know, you're sending people into a raid or something surgical like that. Yes, you start posting up there, we're going to have all kinds of problems. Jesse, my name is Adam. I'm 13 years old. I live in Alabama. I have never lost an argument to a liberal, but there is a leftist girl at my lunch table who's a vegan and pro-abortion, who is a good debater, but so am I. I love this kid. Sometimes kids from other lunch tables will come watch us argue about politics or veganism. It's actually kind of funny that other students watch us argue. I have followed your advice. I'm staying calm. I'm not letting them change the subject or lie. Please give me some of your political wisdom. Brother, you're doing just fine. You're already taking it in. When you argue with the communist, do not let them get a rise out of you. They will do that as a tactic. Remember, they're a mile wide and an inch deep. You're dealing with a robot who's got programmed talking points. They will try to get you off track by playing defense. You're a racist! And the second, whenever you get those accusations, you're a Nazi! You're a racist! The second you find yourself playing defense, you lost. I am not a racist. What are you talking about? My best friend is black. You already lost. You think you defended yourself? You lost because you let them change the subject. You're already talking about something that you weren't talking about before. Don't let them do that. Don't let them get a rise out of you so you play defense. Don't let them change the subject. That's along the same lines. No, no, no. You remain calm. No, no, no. You just said guns kill people. No. We're going to stay right there. Don't let them lie. Don't let them change the subject. Don't let them get a rise out of you. You remain calm and talk through it. You're 13 years old or whatever age you happen to be when you're debating with people. You'll get better and better and better at it as you go. I promise you will. The Mighty Jesse. I was asked today why the left is fighting to protect criminals and also fighting to kill the unborn. I had to use what I learned listening to you. Communism is a religion of destruction. They put no value on life. You now have one more listener. Keep up the awesome work, says his name is Steve. Yeah. All these mayors, all these George Soros DAs, they're just doing the same thing Lenin did. Lenin went and got the keys, and they had them spring open all the prisoners, all those prisoners in Russia at the time, not just the political prisoners, all of them. And after they sprung the violent prisoners, they actually made sure their legal system protected the violent prisoners. The career criminals could go steal and murder and stab because it helped the revolution, creating chaos and fear. Helps the revolution. America's communists do it the exact same way. Hey, Oracle, I don't have a question, just a comment. I heard about Dan Bongino taking a position at the FBI. Your buddy giving up that level of success and money to serve his country fills me with pride. I hope others can follow his example. Yeah, Dan Bongino's the man. I love him. Now, I love Rough Greens, too, because Rough Greens is going to keep Fred with me longer. And you know how sensitive Fred is. And he also has a very sensitive stomach. What a surprise. We got to discover that in lovely ways when he was young. I don't mean once in a while, every meal. Every meal, you might as well just follow him around with a roll of paper towels and some cleaning stuff. What do you do about that? Well, we figured out, courtesy of Rough Greens, that Fred wasn't getting any nutrition from his dog food. Neither is your dog. That's why your dog's food is brown. It's dead. There's a reason it never goes stale. It's dead. They kill things in it. Everything in it at the factory. Start sprinkling a natural nutritional supplement on your dog's food. His food should be alive. That keeps them alive. Live vitamins in Rough Greens. Digestive enzymes, probiotics, omega oils. roughgreens.com/Jesse. Let your dog try it for free. You just cover the shipping. Or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. Dog is going to love it.
And now,
here's a headline.
But go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
CIA begins Doge-inspired purge of employees as they get summoned to off-site location to surrender. That's so cool. Just the off-site location part of it. I'm going to do that with Chris and Corey. U.S. to carry out the first firing squad execution since 2010. You know, I know it sounds weird. That's how I would want to go with all the firing, with all the execution methods. I don't want, no, not gas, Chris. That's cyanide, man. Have a cigarette? Well, Chris, that would take a while to die from that. I'm not talking about that. I don't want to be strung up by the gallows. I don't want to ride the lightning, although that's a cool thing to say. I would want to go out by firing squad. I'll be with you tomorrow for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.